Today is Tuesday, February 7th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Dilun. Dilun creates effective drug-free supplements for period cramps, PMS, and optimal cycle health, so you can get the relief you need naturally and start feeling like your best self. A massive 7.8 earthquake hit Turkey and Syria early yesterday morning, which was followed 12 hours later by an aftershock that measured 7.5. For comparison, that's similar to the deadliest earthquake ever in the U.S., which leveled 80% of San Francisco in 1906. So far, the death toll stands at 4,300 lives, though the World Health Organization has estimated that number could increase eightfold. There are at least 10,000 people involved in search and rescue efforts, and several countries, including the U.S., have committed to sending resources. This also comes at a particularly bad time geopolitically, given that Turkey is currently home to 3.6 million Syrian refugees, living amidst an infrastructure that is already extremely fragile. It's also a bad time weather-wise, as the region is experiencing severe weather in the form of snow, rain, and freezing conditions. A spokesman for the International Rescue Committee called the situation, quote, an emergency within an emergency. Scandalous Santos is facing yet another issue before the House Ethics Committee. This time, the result of a letter sent to the committee by one of Santos's former volunteers and a prospective congressional aide named Derek Myers, alleging sexual harassment and use of volunteer labor. Like every story about Santos, the details read like a logical reasoning problem on the LSAT, so tune in. Derek Myers briefly worked as a volunteer in Santos's congressional office. And yes, he worked for free, by choice, for George Santos after he was revealed as a fraud. So that's who we're dealing with. So Myers was volunteering while expecting to receive a full-time position, until Santos rescinded his potential job offer last Monday, January 30th. Following the job rejection, Myers sent a letter to the House Ethics Committee last Friday, February 2nd, where he claimed that he was alone in his office the week prior when Santos asked him if he was on Grindr. Then he says that Santos invited him to karaoke where he touched his groin, assuring him that his husband was out of town. So yeah, that is what Congressman Santos has been up to lately. But Myers himself has a bit of a questionable history, which was actually the pretext that Santos gave for why he wouldn't hire Myers even after he had worked for free. Because last year, Myers was charged with wiretapping in Ohio after a small newspaper that he ran published audio of a courtroom testimony that had been recorded by someone else and sent to him. Apparently, old habits die hard, as Myers also recorded and released through journalists audio that he had secretly taken of Santos and his chief of staff during their firing conversation on January 30th. In addition to this letter to the Ethics Committee, Myers says that he filed a report with the Capitol Police, and he tweeted that he was making the incident public for the sake of transparency. Also, the drama. But for real, does George Santos need to be supervised by a full-time nanny? It would give a whole new meaning to in-house help. Next, we're going down to Snowbird Santos's second favorite state, Florida. A bill introduced yesterday in the Florida state legislature seeks to give Governor Ron DeSantis control over the board of the special governing district where Walt Disney World operates, known as the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Republicans in the state house, in coordination with DeSantis, have begun a special legislative session largely for this purpose, evidently still holding a grudge over Disney's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. The proposed legislation will change the name of Disney's district to the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District and will require the governor to appoint a five-member oversight board that was previously appointed through entities controlled by Disney. But this special Florida Statehouse session won't just focus on marginalizing queer people and one slightly more progressive corporation. They're also using it to advance DeSantis's agenda on immigration and election fraud. Lawmakers intend to create a department under the governor's administration called the Unauthorized Alien Transport Program, with the purpose of transporting migrants within the country if they've been processed by the federal government. Think the Martha's Vineyard drama, but through DeSantis's own state-funded airline. and the third proposal that's expected to pass during this special session would enhance the ability of the statewide prosecutor to bring election crime charges, which is intended to strengthen the power of the governor's new election police force. Make way for the new Sunshine Gestapo. Speaking of the Gestapo, a prominent neo-Nazi and his girlfriend were charged yesterday for plotting an attack on the Maryland power grid. 27-year-old Brandon Russell is a former Florida National Guard member, shocker, and the founder of a neo-Nazi group called the Adam Waffen Division, which espouses using violent attacks to spark a race war in the U.S., and not in the just trolling on 4chan kind of way. Its members have already killed at least 5 people in separate incidents for opposing its views, and they are actively planning attacks on U.S. infrastructure, which is where these star-crossed neo-Nazi lovers come in. Brandon Russell met his girlfriend Sarah while they were incarcerated in separate prisons, and together they plotted to shoot at 5 energy substations that serve in the Baltimore area after they were released. And Brandon revealed to an informant that if they hit a number of them all in the same day, they would completely destroy the whole city of Baltimore. Now with their plot thwarted, the never-would-be Adolf and Ava appeared in court yesterday in Baltimore and Florida on charges of conspiring to destroy an energy facility, which carries up to 20 years in prison. Fortunately, they're well-practiced at that particular long-distance dynamic. And finally for today, President Biden is giving the State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If we're lucky, his comms team will have him channeling Lizzo's acceptance speech energy. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Dilun. If you're anything like me, PMS symptoms can be really disruptive, uncomfortable, and exhausting to deal with every month. That's why I love Dilun. Dilun Nutritional Solutions are dietitian formulated to work with your cycle health, not against it. And 92% of their customers report relief. Dilun is now offering our listeners 23% off your first order of full cycle hormonal support at cyclehealth.com/announcements. And if Dilun isn't the right match for you, your money back is guaranteed. That is cyclehealth.com/announcements. And before we go, if you are looking for more newsy listening from Betches Media, check out yesterday's episode of the Betches Up podcast, where our hosts chat about the spy balloon drama, their predictions for the State of the Union, and the reaction in the Republican caucus following the Grammy Awards. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.